This is Sports Bash Saturday with Matt Hammond on 97.3 ESPN FM. Now, here's Matt Hammond.
Good afternoon and happy Saturday here from the ESPN studio. It's the Sports Bash Saturday on 97.3 ESPN and 973ESPN.com. As always, we are loaded. Coming up in 15 minutes, the roundup, we will whip around to all the week's top stories. One of the top players in not this draft, but the next draft, kicked off his college team. You won't want to miss it. That's coming up in the roundup. Jimmy Kempski, Philly.com this hour. Sarah Baker, CSN, Philly.com for some hockey talk next hour. And it's funny, you ever have that panic moment? You know, you wake up in a sweat. It could be from your sleep. It could be you're in a meeting, in the car. And it all just snaps back to you and you realize, oh my God, where have the last 10 years gone? Where am I? I had no idea I was going to be here. It could be because you were in a bad relationship. Maybe things aren't working out. Bad job. End of the day, whatever it is, you're not happy. Every now and again, people get that panic moment. It happens all the time. You begin to realize where you're at. The Phillies had a panic moment last night. Yes, they won against the Marlins 6-2, beat up Jose Fernandez. The bats came alive. Things looked and felt good, but it was too hard. This is the Marlins after all. And the Phillies' panic moment last night, they're being passed by in the division by everybody. I mean, you might have beat the Marlins last night. You might have smacked around Jose Fernandez, entered with only 43 earned runs in 30 career starts. It was a struggle. Walked in a run with the bases loaded. The next three batters struck out in total six consecutive batters. I mean, again, snapped a four-game losing streak. Closest margin of defeat by four runs. It was the Marlins. Listen, I mean, all due respect, I've said this, they're going to win 80 games this year. A lot of that is because of their elevating status, especially relative to the Phillies. I mean, take a listen to Ryan Sandberg last night celebrating this win.
I think they answered the challenge of facing a guy like Fernandez, and then they stepped up and carried the load, and they probably took it as a challenge. So it was good to see their at-bats, and I think that's just them being veteran players and facing a guy that's challenging, and then they rose to the task.
Rose to the task, answered the challenge, answered the call. All cliches as if this was some kind of momentous achievement. Guys, this was the Marlins. And guess what? At this point, that win last night, it is a big deal because the rest of the division is passing you by. I mean, this is what it sounds like. The rest of the division just passing you by, even the Marlins. Go look at the Nationals, one of the youngest teams in baseball. Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg, upcoming stars. They go make good moves, like go out and get Doug Fister. Their farm system, cream of the crop. The Braves, same deal, Upton brothers. I mean, they have a ton of guys who blew out elbow starters. They'll be back, and they'll be better. Oh, by the way, too, Atlanta. A historically strong farm system. And it's funny, everybody loves to clown on the Mets. Next year's supposed to be their year, right? It might even be this year. The Mets this season, after getting swept by the Marlins, went 4-2 in their next games, two of them by one run. The Mets are not that bad a team. Next year's supposed to be the year. This year might be the year for the Mets. They could win 80 games. I mean, if you're the Phillies, the rest of the division is passing you by. And at the end of the day, it Scott Ewing. I'm saying that's how it sounds. And it's all because of the Philly strategy. This strategy of status quo, keep the band together. Ruben Amaro inherited a team that had just won a World Series. And his strategy from Jump Street was all about keep it together, ride the wave. And it's a cliche for a reason. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Microsoft's had this issue for years. They developed Windows, XP. They had a couple of technologies, got some distribution channels. They signed up with hardware companies so that their stuff was already in. You buy a computer, you have Windows, and they stopped. Now they've been getting kicked in the teeth by Apple for the last 5-10 years. The Phillies, the same deal. Re-up, Chase Utley. Jimmy Rollins, Carlos Ruiz. It's the same deal. It's all been about maintaining the status quo. And right now, you're getting passed by. That was your panic moment last night. If you're a Phillies fan, you're being passed by. You know, I mean, this season, maybe the Phillies can be competitive. If the bats can perform like that, Ryan Sandberg instilling plate discipline, finally the team's working on the fundamentals. Freddie Galvis is back. The assumption their defense can't get much worse. They're 9 errors the most in the National League. They're 10 unearned runs the most in baseball. If they can just get the fundamentals down right, couple that with plate patience, they might be onto something. Guess what? Next 2-3 years, it's all going to be Marlins, Nationals, Mets. The Phillies are going to be looking up. I mean, this is what you get when you go for a status quo strategy. Keep the band together, all in the family. People pass you by. And again, that... this is like... It's like an IndyCar racetrack. The NL East is like an IndyCar racetrack. People just... Everybody else in the division, young, cheap. The Braves with all those extensions, Chris Medlin, Andrelton Simmons, Julio Teherán, all cheap. I mean, listen, it was a good win yesterday for the Phillies, but enjoy it while you can. Whether it's just for another couple of weeks or whether it's for the rest of the season, enjoy it while you can. Because last night, that was the panic moment. The Phillies are about to get passed by in this division by everybody. We want to hear from you, 609-573-ESPN, 609-573-3776. Text ESPN and a message to 89,000. Did last night feel like the Phillies are getting passed by even the lowly Marlins, the sad sack Marlins? That's what it felt like to me. We want to hear from you, 609-573-3776 at MKH973 on Twitter. And it's funny, so the other thing this week, the Masters on 97.3 will have coverage today and tomorrow. Tiger Woods isn't in it, so of course, the conversation ever since the accident, wife running out with the golf club, Perkins waitresses, ever since the accident, it's been, where's golf going to find its next big star? Who's it going to be? Tiger's had back issues, injuries. We don't know what he's got left in the tank. Who's going to be the next big star? And it's funny, people think it's going to be so easy, like it's just a matter of time. They figure, well, I mean, because we have Tiger, I mean, we'll be looking to elevate the next one, right? Like LeBron James, you know, Michael Jordan comes out, and then who's going to be the next Michael? LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, etc. Guys, it's not that easy. Stardom is a twofold thing, and golf's having trouble finding the easy one. Stardom's about two things, talent and personality. You got to be a dominant talent, transcendent talent, and then you got to have personality. You got to be interesting. That's one of the monikers of this company at ESPN. There are a lot of guys who can talk about sports, a lot of guys who know stuff. Everybody's got that friend who they think is just that encyclopedia of sports, right? Guys, they need personalities. Mike and Mike, Colin Cowherd. That's what makes a star. Talent, but also personality. Golf's got to find the dominant talent. I mean, right now, there's not a single dominant talent in the sport. A lot of good players, Phil Mickelson, Adam Scott, Rory McIlroy, Bubba Watson, even Tiger Woods, if he can ever get back, none of them dominant. I mean, right now, the guy with the most wins behind Tiger, this is the most major wins among active players, Phil Mickelson. He's got 5, and it took him 10 years. And that clock started, remember, only after he won his first major in 2004. Those 10 years, that's just since he started winning majors. So he's winning about 2 majors every year. It took him about another 10 years to start winning majors. I mean, you go look at Tiger, started winning majors basically out of the womb. Jack Nicklaus won his first major at 22. All these guys now, they're 30 and over. I mean, Rory McIlroy, would you want to talk about a guy who had a shot to be that dominant talent? Forget the personality thing for a second. To be a dominant talent, Rory McIlroy was going to be the next guy. He was young. He was promising. Started winning a couple majors. The only guy who had a shot. He wins 2 majors, the U.S. Open in 2011, the PGA Championship in 2012. falls off the face of the earth. He hasn't won since September 2012, not a single tournament. I mean, the Washington Post this week, they're talking about Adam Scott. Could he be next? Dude's 33 years old. He won his first major just last year. I mean, there's something to be said for late bloomers, but come on. You're not going to be able to find a dominant talent, a guy who can win consistently, captivate golf fans, especially considering you just had a guy do it in Tiger. You can't have a guy captivate golf fans the same way that Tiger did, be compared to Tiger, if he's starting at age 33, 34, 35. I mean, listen, people want to talk about golf finding its next biggest star. You got to find talent first. Dominant, transcendent talent. Guys that are going to put people in the seats, whether it's on the fairways, whether it's at the event, or whether it's just fannies in seats at home on the couch. I mean, really, find talent first, and then we'll talk about making a star. 609-573-ESPN, 609-573-3776. We want to hear from you, golf fans. Again, the Masters on 97.3 today and tomorrow. Do you think that golf's going to find another star like Tiger? And if so, where's he going to come from? Is it going to be a late bloomer, a guy already on the tour, or is it going to be somebody who's up and coming who we haven't seen yet? We want to hear from you. 609-573-ESPN, 609-573-3776. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Matt Hammond, Scott Ewing, and you, the Sports Bash Saturday here on 97.3 ESPN, 973ESPN.com. Coming up next, another incident with a player and a fan at a ballpark. It's the Roundup next.